RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reassures people to keep calm and do business properly. Lebanon appreciates Indonesian consistency to send its UN troops. Now the news in detail. Businesses should keep calm and continue with their activities amid rising political tension as President Joko Widodo reassures that there is nothing to worry about. Speaking during Bank Indonesia's annual bankers' dinner on Tuesday evening, President acknowledged that the country saw rising tension in the political climate following massive protests related to a case of alleged blasphemy of Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama ahead of the city's gubernatorial election in February next year. He said he was preoccupied by political issues, which he previously claimed involved political actors, but stressed that there was nothing to worry about. President Joko Widodo also asked bankers and business people to remain optimistic about the economy as he downplayed the rising global uncertainty following the unexpected victory of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who promised protectionism and expansive growth by bringing back jobs to his country. Meanwhile, BI Governor Agus Martowardoyo pointed out three major potentials in the domestic economy that could be enhanced to support resiliency, namely a realistic and medium-long-term fiscal policy, a higher-than-expected result of the tax amnesty, and digital economy development. Lebanese Embassy in Indonesia celebrated its independence anniversary in Jakarta Tuesday, November 22nd. Acting Ambassador of Lebanon to Indonesia, Joanna Maria Azzi, in her speech said that currently Lebanese people commemorate the election of their new president, Michael Naim Aoun, after the vacuum of the presidency for 2 years. Related to the relationship between Indonesia and Lebanon, Joanna Maria Azzi appreciates the Indonesian government who sends sustainably its UN troops in Lebanon or UNIFIL.
And I would like to thank the Indonesian government for the continued support it is lending to UNIFIL in the south of Lebanon through the maintaining the Garuda contingent, thus contributing to stability and peace in the south.
The acting ambassador of Lebanon, Joanna Maria Azzi, moreover said bilateral relations between Indonesia getting more increased. In October, 50 Lebanese trade delegations visit to Indonesia. The visit strengthened cooperation by the signing of a memorandum of understanding between Indonesia and Lebanon in the field of students' exchange and increased people-to-people contact. The commemoration of Lebanon's anniversary was attended by Indonesian Minister of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, Asman Abnur. On the occasion, the minister expressed congratulations to the new elect President of Lebanon. Ministry of Defense, in cooperation with the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, held on Tuesday a legal briefing on prevention of corruption for officials of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta. In his speech, the chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission, Agus Raharjo, asked all officials of the Ministry of Defense to support the commission with improving the working integrity so that the corruption could be prevented and eradicated. If the Corruption Eradication Commission was supported by all of you and at your respective workplaces, you uphold the integrity, we could expect that the prevention and eradication of corruption would be much better. Meanwhile, the Minister of Defense, Ria Mizar Ryakudu, said that the legal briefing could at least hinder the employees who intend to engage in corruption. According to the minister, the corruption is contrary to the culture of Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Defense, Ria Mizar Ryakudu, after a legal briefing on prevention of corruption on Tuesday in Jakarta, called on the Malaysian ship owner to be responsible for the abduction of two Indonesian sailors by an armed group. The Indonesian sailors were kidnapped on November 19, 2016 in the waters of Sabah, Malaysia. I asked the Malaysian Minister of Defense and the Indonesian ambassador in Malaysia to remind the ship company that it also bears the responsibility. They ought to do something. We will begin to conduct operations there. Minister Ria Mizar Ryakudu also asked the Malaysian government to remind all Malaysian ship companies to provide protection for their Indonesian sailors. Minister Ryakudu deplores the recurrence of kidnapping of the Indonesian citizens in Malaysian waters. According to the minister, both countries have been optimizing their bilateral cooperation and the release of the hostages needed a process. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Senior Advisor for Economic and Public Policy Australia-Indonesia Partnership for Economic Governance, APEC, Ahmad Sauki, said there are positive and negative impacts if Indonesia joined the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In the policy dialogue series held by the Ministry of Trade on Tuesday, Ahmad Sauki explained Trans-Pacific Partnership agreement that was initiated by the United States will affect 38 state-owned enterprises with annual commercial revenues of more than 3.7 trillion rupiah. By joining the TPP, the state-owned enterprises will improve themselves to compete internationally. By joining TPP, Indonesia will have an economic surplus of 34 trillion rupiah.
Berdasarkan hitungan kami,
based on our calculation, consumers will get an additional surplus of 92.5 million rupiah, while manufacturers will have a negative surplus of around 58.1 trillion rupiah. So, in total, we still have an economic surplus of 34.4 trillion rupiah. Ahmad Sauki further explained, by the increased competition, prices will drop about 10%. That will increase the people's purchasing power and the people's choice. From the government side, there will be an increase in the amount of dividends and corporate taxes that will be paid by non-state enterprises. But on the other hand, TPP have negative impact on state-owned enterprises' employment. In addition, dividends and corporation tax paid by the state will decline by 6.5 trillion rupiah. Head of the Agency for the Assessment and Development of Ministry of Trade, Cahyo Widayanti, said Indonesia needs to anticipate Trump's trade policies. On the policy dialogue series held in Jakarta Tuesday, November 22nd, Cahyo Widayanti said Indonesia needed to anticipate the policies related to U.S. plan to quit the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Cahyo Widayanti further said TPP is a trade agreement among 12 countries. TPP was signed on 4 February 2016. The members are United States, Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Chile, Peru, Singapore, Brunei, Malaysia, and Vietnam. TPP regulates how providers of public procurement of member countries can participate in other TPP member countries. According to Cahya, the quid of United States will make the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement meaningless. Earlier, Indonesia has expressed interest in joining the TPP. However, according to Cahya, with or without TPP, Indonesia's state-owned enterprises need to carry out reforms and improve their competitiveness. The last item, Australian diplomats meet Wednesday with an Australian teenager detained as a suspicion of drug possession during end-of-school celebrations on the Indonesian resort island of Bali, Australia's foreign minister said. Jamie Murphy was allegedly found with a small plastic bag of white powder by security staff at a nightclub in the entertainment precinct of Kuta earlier Tuesday. The 18-year-old was celebrating with fellow graduates from their high school in the Australian West Coast city of Perth. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said consular staff in Bali had contacted Murphy in a Kuta police cell and would meet him Wednesday. Murphy could be held for 6 days before a decision is made to formally arrest him. Bishop said the case was a warning to thousands of Australian school leavers who travel overseas to celebrate their graduations that they must abide by sometimes harsh local laws. Diplomatic tensions increased between the countries last year when Indonesia executed 8 drug convicts, including 2 Australians, despite Australian pleas for leniency. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reassures people to keep calm and do business properly. Lebanon appreciates Indonesian consistency to send its UN troops. That was the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Rohingya, Your Story Now. Listener, Rohingya ethnic cleansing is still going on in Myanmar. An international rights activist organization, Human Rights Watch, HRW, issued a number of satellite photos showing hundreds of buildings were destroyed in Rakhine State until last weekend. During the last 1.5 months, the total number of destroyed houses has reached more than 1,000, along with the Myanmar military operation in the state of Rakhine. But the Myanmar authorities denied the destructions of the houses. The government has said the burning was done by the Rohingya themselves to attract international attention. Foreign media such as the BBC could not confirm the news reported by HRW, but the French news agency Agence France-Presse AFP reported 125 Rohingya Muslims were expelled by the Bangladesh Coast Guard officers. They fled the violent unrest in Myanmar. Officers were on patrol on Naf River, the Bangladesh border with Myanmar. Myanmar presidential spokesman Zhou Tai accused HRW as exaggerating its report. Myanmar's military operation in Rakhine State began in October after 9 policemen were killed in attack on border post in Mongdao. The government accused the Rohingya militant group was behind the attack. Human rights activists said more than 100 people were killed and hundreds were arrested in a military operation. About 30,000 people have been displaced by the violence in Rakhine. Half of that amount, according to the UN, fled last week when hundreds of people were killed in clashes with the military. Violence has become a new problem for the democratic government led by the Myanmar democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi. Rakhine State turned into a sectarian conflict zone 4 years ago when clashes between the local population with minority Rohingyas killed more than 100 people. Currently, 1 million Rohingyas live in Myanmar. They came from Bangladesh and are regarded as illegal immigrants by the Myanmar, so it does not get citizenship. Violence against them made them flee to neighboring countries such as Malaysia, but authorities there expelled them and they ended up stranded in Aceh waters, Indonesia. Although they were happy to stay in Indonesia, but Indonesia does not include the countries that signed the treaty to accommodate refugees. Good news comes from the United States, which is ready to accommodate the Rohingya refugees stranded in Aceh. According to an Indonesian immigration official in early November, the United States expressed its readiness to become the host country for Rohingya refugees. It is sad to hear that there are still sectarian conflicts in Rakhine that afflicts the Muslim minority in Myanmar. As a fellow ASEAN countries, Indonesia is supposed to remind Myanmar to help protect the existence of minorities and urge Muslim countries in the world to help the Rohingya people who no longer want to settle in Myanmar. It is an irony that a non-Muslim country such as the United States is the one that reached out to the Rohingyas. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome to Today in History. Today, we start from an event on November 23, 1980, a series of earthquakes struck South Italy. Italy earthquake in 1980 occurred in Irpinia region, southern Italy on Sunday, November 23, 1980. The earthquake with magnitude of 6.8 on the Richter scale, centered at Conza village, resulted 2,914 people died and injured more than 10,000 people. The Italian government spent $58.64 billion for the reconstruction, while €100 million coming from other countries. On November 23, 1985, Egypt Air of 648 flight number was hijacked when landed in Malta. Egypt Air Flight 648 was a regularly scheduled international flight between Athens International Airport in Greece and Cairo International Airport in Egypt. On 23 November 1985, a Boeing 737-200 airliner registered as UAYH servicing the flight was hijacked by the terrorist organization Abu Nidal. The subsequent raid on the aircraft by Egyptian troops resulted in dozens of deaths, making the hijacking of Flight 648 one of the deadliest such incidents in history. The aircraft was severely damaged due to the explosion and fire. Two of six crew members and 58 of 91 passengers were killed. And we conclude with the next historical event on November 23, 1996. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961 was hijacked and crashed in the Indian Ocean. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961 Boeing 767-200ER was hijacked on 23 November 1996 on the way from Addis Ababa to Nairobi. The aircraft made an emergency landing in the Indian Ocean near Grande Comoros Island, due to run out of fuel. 125 of the 175 passengers and crews of the plane were killed, including three of the hijackers who wanted to seek asylum in Australia. The officer who reported the accident stated that of the survivors, four people were injured. Listeners, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Void Green. Today we'll talk about Paris Agreement on Climate Change is to be applied in 2018. Climate Change Conference of the Parties, COP22 in Marrakech, Morocco, was closed on Saturday, November 19. The participating countries agreed the implementation discussion of Paris Agreement will be continued on the next conference in 2018 in Bonn, Germany. However, Indonesia hopes the international cooperation can be applied in 2017. It was said by Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar, escorted by Kompas. Minister Siti Nurbaya explained, saying the alarming condition, Indonesia decided to boost bilateral cooperation among countries. On the closing session, Indonesian negotiator team led by Director General of Climate Change Control, Nur Masripatin. In his written statement, Nur Masripatin invited all participating countries to make sure the payment of commitment or a pledge for funding hundreds of billion US dollars in 2020. He reminded the US has just paid 50 million US dollars. The Paris Agreement, which was produced in COP21 in Paris in 2015, effected on November 4, 2016, after more than 55% of the participating countries ratified the agreement, covering more than 55% of global greenhouse gas emissions. At the Climate Change Conference COP in Marrakesh, Minister Siti Nurbaya has held bilateral meetings with her colleagues from 16 countries, among others, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. In this meeting was discussed aid funds from abroad to be used in various platforms. Minister Siti Nurbaya encourages the formation of some sort of public service agencies to manage all funds related to environmental issues or sustainable development. Meanwhile, activists of Greenpeace Indonesia, Arif Yanto, who attended the COP22, reported, "There are 40 small countries affected vulnerable to climate change. They are grouped in the Climate Vulnerable Forum and want to use 100% renewable energy in 2030 and 2050. Indonesia is among countries which are targeted to reduce emission by 29% in 2030. That was today's Voice Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Businesses should keep calm and continue with their activities amid rising political tension, as President Joko Widodo reassures that there is nothing to worry about. Speaking during Bank Indonesia's annual bankers' dinner on Tuesday evening, President acknowledged that the country saw rising tension in the political climate following massive protests related to a case of alleged blasphemy of Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama ahead of the city's gubernatorial election in February next year. Lebanese embassy in Indonesia celebrates its independence anniversary in Jakarta Tuesday, November 22nd. Acting Ambassador of Lebanon to Indonesia, Joanna Maria Anzi, in her speech said that currently Lebanese people commemorate the election of their new president, Michael Naim Aoun, after the vacuum of the presidency for 2 years. Ministry of Defense, in cooperation with the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, held on Tuesday a legal briefing on prevention of corruption for officials of the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Defense Ria Mizar Ryakudu, after a legal briefing on prevention of corruption on Tuesday in Jakarta, called on the Malaysian ship owner to be responsible for the abduction of two Indonesian sailors by an armed group. Senior Advisor for Economic and Public Policy Australia-Indonesia Partnership for Economic Governance, Ahmad Sauki, explained Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that was initiated by the United States will affect 38 state-owned enterprises with annual commercial revenues of more than 3.7 trillion rupiah. Head of the Agency for the Assessment and Development of Ministry of Trade, Cahya Widayanti, said Indonesia needs to anticipate Donald Trump's trade policies. Australian diplomats meet Wednesday with an Australian teenager detained on suspicion of drug possession during end-of-school celebrations on the Indonesian resort island of Bali. Australia's foreign minister said Jamie Murphy was allegedly found with a small plastic bag of white powder by security staff at a nightclub in the entertainment precinct of Kuta.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
News and Brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, when we have a plan to enjoy vacation, what in our mind is to breathe fresh air of mountain or to play on the beach? Well, what if we try to play on sand? In fact, sandy area could become tourist attraction, which is fun and unique. Please come to Yogyakarta when you can find Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo. The sand pile at this place comes from Mount Merapi volcanic ash, which is carried by the flow of the Opak River, Progo River, and other rivers to finally get to Parang Tritis. Then the volcanic materials are oscillated by the wave until finally eroded and turned into a fine dust. Because the process continuously forms sand pile that has accumulated on the mainland along Parang Tritis and Depok Beach. The sand pile in the Parangkusumo eventually widens due to high winds that blow continuously. Listeners, you can do exciting things at Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo, such as sandboarding. At this tourism object, it provides safety equipments for elbow, knees, and helmet so that visitors do not have to be afraid to slide. Beautiful and unique place often becomes for pre-wedding photos and shooting movies or video clips. Besides being a tourism object, Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo also becomes place for science research. It is supported by museum and laboratory facility, which provides some instruments and books about geospatial and earth science so that we can know the phenomenon or formation of this sand pile. Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo is located in between Depok and Parang Tritis Beach, precisely at Parang Tritis Village, Kretek Subdistrict, Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta, or 30 kilometers to the south of Yogyakarta City. In Javanese language, gumuk means pile, so gumuk pasir means sand pile. The sand pile makes weather at this place very extreme. When afternoon comes, temperature is very hot, while at night the temperature changes very cold. For that, you should use hat in the afternoon and do not forget sunglasses to protect your eyes from sand which is blown by the wind. To get comfortable situation and amazing scenery, please come in the evening on which you can take picture during sunset and also amazing sand pile as a background. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Gumuk Pasir Parangkusumo in Yogyakarta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Menjahit Tas, which in English means sewing bag. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Menjahit tas. Menjahit tas, which means sewing bag. Memasak. Memasak, which means to cook. Tolong jahitkan. Tolong jahitkan. Would you sew? Tas yang robek. Tas yang robek. Torn bag. Menyiapkan. Menyiapkan. To prepare. Benang jahit. Benang jahit. Sewing thread. Jarum jahit. Jarum jahit. Sewing needle. Gunting. Gunting. Scissor. Silet. Silet. Razor blade. Bagian mana? Bagian mana? Which part? Bagian dalam. Bagian dalam. Inside. Bagian luar. Bagian luar. Outside. Saku. Saku. Pocket. Menjahit. Menjahit. To sew. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menjahit Tas, or in English means sewing bag. The conversation is between A. Nina and B. Mother. Nina, ibu sedang melakukan apa? Ibu sedang melakukan apa? Which means, what are you doing, mom? Mother, saya sedang memasak. Saya sedang memasak. I'm cooking. Nina, ibu, tolong jahitkan tasku yang robek. Ibu, tolong jahitkan tasku yang robek. Which means, would you sew my torn bag, please? B. Mother, ya baik. Tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silet. Ya baik. Tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silet. Which means, okay, can you take me a sewing thread, sewing needle, scissor, and razor blade? Bagian mana yang robek? Bagian mana yang robek? Which part is torn? Nina, bagian dalam dan bagian luar dekat saku. Bagian dalam dan bagian luar dekat saku. It's inside and outside part of the bag near the pocket. Mother, bawa tasmu ke sini. Ibu jahit sekarang. Bawa tasmu ke sini. Ibu jahit sekarang. Bring your bag to me. I sew it now. Nina, baik ibu. Terima kasih. Baik ibu. Terima kasih. Alright, mom. Thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. It's a great pleasure to meet you in our daily program, Music Corner. In today's edition, I will dedicate to you some nostalgic songs sung by Indonesian singers Chris Biantoro. Stay tuned.
Di lembah yang berlumpur dan bernoda, di sanalah kini engkau berada. berada. Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Dulu pernah aku mengagumimu, sekarang pun tetap mengharapkan. Dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus Mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, oh mengapa, aku tak percaya. Saja dan lupakan semua yang terjadi. Anggaplah angin lalu. Sampai kapankah kau harus Mungkinkah kau ingin terus begini? Mengapa, mengapa aku tak percaya?
Listener, the song you've just listened was the song of Chris Biantoro entitled Mungkinkah. The song is about the life of a woman falling to the darkness, and when she is in desperate time of her life, there is a man feeling sympathetic and fall in love with her. He also asks her to live her life as if she upholds socio-cultural norms. With Chris' baritone vocal, the song Mungkinkah became famous in 70s era and was frequently played in many radio stations. His name turned out to be more famous when he being a master of ceremony at various stages and events, as well as the presenter of the television programs. At that time, Indonesia had only one television station, namely TVRI. Well, listener, I will dedicate to you the next Chris Biantoro song.
Rindu lukisan mata suratan
hatimu nan merindu, rindu bayangan nan meliputi para seri wajahmu. Mengapa mendusta seribu kata? Mengapa membisu seribu bahasa? Mungkinkah bulan merindukan kumbang? Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu. Usah kau malu karena asmara, risau engkau risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu aku pun demikian, rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Dapatkah kumbang mencapai rembulan? Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara, risau engkau risau di aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hati aku pun demikian, rindu sudah nasib untung di badan. Rindu, 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 rindu.
Listener, thank you for being with us in our daily segment Music Corner to play some old songs sung by the late Chris Biantoro. Listener, to end this Music Corner, I will present you a song by Chris Biantoro. I hope this song help you to get some knowledge toward Indonesian music. See you next time and goodbye. Sampai jumpa.
Gemilang, malam gemilang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Tak jemu-jemu mata memandang, aku namakan di kau juta malam. Sinar matamu menari-nari, menembus ke dalam jantung kalbu. Aku terpikat masuk perangkap, apa daya asmara sudah melekat. Juwita malam, siapakah gerangan Tuhan? Malam dari bulankah tua kere kereta kita segera tiba. Di jati negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Siapakah gerangan tua? Juwita malam dari bulankah tua? Kereta kita segera tiba. Di jati negara kita akan berpisah. Berilah nama, alamat serta, esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula. Esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Suhan rembulan Aryati di kagemilan seni pujaan dosakah hamba mimpi berkasih dengan Tuhan ujung jarimu ku cium mesra tadi malam. Dosakah hamba memuja di kau dalam mimpi? Hanya dalam mimpi. Aryati di kamar di taman khayalku. Tak mungkin Tuhan terpetik daku, walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam. Thank you.
Bisakah hamba memuja di kau dalam mimpi? Hanya dalam mimpi, Ariati, di kamar di taman khayalku. Tuan terpetik daku, walaupun demikian nasibku, namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam. Namun aku bahagia seribu satu malam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Bertanya mengapa
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.